Welcome to Lobby Comply Pod from State and Federal Communications, your source for lobbying, compliance, ethics, campaign finance, and election news from across the country.
Hello, my name is Matthew Gehring, and I'm a compliance manager here at State and Federal Communications, and I'm here to talk about social media and lobbying. Social media has become one of the most important tools for lobbyists. It provides direct access to legislators and government officials, as well as immediate reach to a large number of a legislator's constituents, allowing for advocacy campaigns to better spread their message. But state and local governments have begun to understand the power and the importance of social media. In doing so, they have increased scrutiny of social media use and created regulations to capture lobbying done on social media applications. Jurisdictions like Oregon have expanded their definitions of lobbying and lobbying activities to lists utilizing social media for the purposes of influencing legislative action. Lobbying on social media can fall into two different types of communications, direct and indirect. Direct communications are posts and messages sent directly to governmental officials. It's important to be mindful of the jurisdiction you're in, for a DM sent to a legislator over Facebook could lead to registration. For example, South Carolina issued an opinion stating that messages sent to covered officials can be considered lobbying, required registration. Of course, merely posting a personal opinion on your legislator's page is not lobbying. The person making the post must be employed to influence legislators, and the post must promote or oppose legislation. Another possible registration trigger is the indirect communication. Many jurisdictions have grassroots lobbying laws, and there's no better way to get your call to action in front of an enormous amount of people than using social media. Understanding this, jurisdictions are starting to capture social media lobbying on their reports. New York created a three-pronged test to determine if a social media post is considered lobbying. The prongs are, does it reference an action implicated by lobbying or lobbying activities? Does it take a clear position on that action? And does it include a call to action? Another important consideration is the timing of your social media post. In Florida, lobbyists are forbidden to be on the floor of the House while the legislature is in session. Florida has extended this prohibition to any communication with legislators while in session. This includes social media posts and messages. In the same vein, it's important to be vigilant of special sessions. An errant post, or maybe a reply to an old thread where a legislator is tagged, could make you run afoul of communication prohibitions. But always keep in mind that every jurisdiction is different. It is very confusing. But we are here to help. Please reach out for all your compliance needs. As always, thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to Lobby Comply Pod from State and Federal Communications. For more news, visit lobbycomply.com. To learn more about how we can guide you along the road to compliance, visit stateandfed.com. Lobby Comply Pod is produced by Joe May and John Spontarelli.